Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I have three things in my hands, three things. I have a fundraising letter from a pro-life organization, a national pro-life organization, based on the great pro-life victory of the partial birth abortion ruling. I have that. I have a position statement from Focus on the Family on the Gonzalez v. Carhart ruling, and I have the ruling itself, and the ruling is stunning. As we continue to work with this ruling to try to correct the pro-life movement and their celebration and thanking God for this ruling, the more we have analyze this and use this in text for ads that we are taking out, the more sickened we have become, absolutely sickened by this ruling's description of how an abortionist can kill a late-term baby in order to comply with this mere regulation. And this ruling could be called a partial birth abortion manual. It describes in disgusting detail. In fact, you go page after page after page. All of Section 3 of this ruling describes how the abortionist can deliver the baby up to his navel and then use any of the typical techniques for killing the baby and then kill the baby. And in fact, on page 33 of the ruling, they speak of reasonable alternative procedures for killing late-term children. And those reasonable alternative procedures, other than partial birth abortion, are described in the ruling itself. And I've given you some of these terms, but the ruling speaks of ways you can kill the baby, including, quote, a leg might be ripped off the fetus, unquote. So you can't do a textbook partial birth abortion in all cases. The ruling says you can do a standard textbook partial birth abortion if, for example, the woman is overdilated and the abortionist was going to do a navel partial birth abortion, but as he's pulling the baby out to his navel, and then he's going to use one of these reasonable alternative procedures, such as, quote, a leg might be ripped off the fetus at that point, right? That's one way to kill the baby. He'll bleed to death. So, and that's a typical way they do abortions. They rip the baby apart. That's what this ruling says. And that's still legal. So if the abortionist is going to do a navel partial birth abortion in compliance with this pro-life ruling, then what he will do is deliver the baby up to his belly button, and then a leg might be ripped off the fetus. But he dilates the woman to deliver the baby, right? To get the baby out of the woman. That's a normal part of late-term abortion, the dilation part. They might use laminaria, which is basically seaweed sticks that absorb fluid, and they get larger, and they cause dilation. And so in the ruling, if the woman is overdilated, then, and believe it or not, the U.S. Supreme Court justices talk about dilation, and our Supreme Court pro-life justices, they, in this ruling that they concur with, the woman may be overdilated, so the baby may come out further than the abortionist intended. He was going to follow the letter of this naval partial birth abortion manual, this ruling, and deliver the baby to the belly button, and then a leg might be ripped off. But the mother was overdilated, so the baby came out to the neck, which is a standard partial birth abortion. And so at that point, according to the majority, our pro-life justices, well then, hey, why not? The baby's right there, delivered to the neck, so the abortionist could take the scissors, as the ruling describes, and stick the scissors in the back of the baby's neck, and suck out his brains and crush his skull and kill him using a textbook partial birth abortion because, well, you know, the abortionist intended to rip a leg off, but it was more convenient to do a standard partial birth abortion, and the ruling authorizes him to do that. It authorizes him. He, as an abortionist, the paid child killer, has the right to do that with no fear of any kind of prosecution or violation of the ordinance of this act or the ruling, as is made clear repeatedly. But then there are other methods, the reasonable alternative methods. The one is a leg might be ripped off the fetus. Oh, by the way, I have here this fundraising letter from Troy Newman of Operation Rescue West out of Wichita. And this is a fundraising letter, all kinds of large font, caps, bold, underlined words. It's official. The United States Supreme Court has upheld the ban on partial birth abortion. The grisly, barbaric act of infanticide, where all but the baby's head is delivered outside the mother's body, and then the abortionist crushes the skull to kill the little boy or girl. So actually, they haven't completely banned that. They've only regulated it. And you could still do that. The abortionist can under certain circumstances. But let me read this fundraising letter. The Supreme Court has ruled this is not a right, it's a wrong. That's just not true. They've ruled it's an option. They didn't rule it's a wrong. They didn't rule it's morally wrong. If they were going to rule it's morally wrong, they would probably have said, oh, and by the way, don't rip the baby's leg off either. But no, it had nothing to do with a moral wrong, a right, or a wrong. So this Supreme Court has ruled this is not a right. They put that in quotes. And then it's a wrong. No, they actually ruled it's an option. They ruled this is exactly one way to kill an unborn child. Exactly. Just how Troy Newman described is exactly. All of our hard work, I'm continuing to quote from Operation Rescue, their fundraising letter. All of our hard work, all of our prayers, all of our sacrifices and struggles have now paid off in the form of a clear pro-life victory, thanks to the pro-life Supreme Court. Our Christian leaders have redefined what it means to be pro-life. They are worshiping process. They are worshiping moral relativism and legal positivism. This ruling is more brutally wicked than Roe v. Wade. It is vulgar. It is hard for Christian women to read this ruling without crying. Men who read it become ill, physically ill. It is a sickening ruling. Of the reasonable alternative procedures for killing late-term babies, they say, well, a leg might be ripped off. You could deliver the baby to the belly button. And then friction may cause the fetus to tear apart. That's a quote. I'll put it in quotes. Friction causes the fetus to tear apart. These are all reasonable alternative procedures. Quote, evacuating the fetus piece by piece continues. That's how you would do it. If you don't take the baby out fully intact, you could rip it to pieces. They used ripping it apart, dismemberment. And so Focus on the Family, Focus on the Family indicates they have put out a position statement on Gonzalez v. Carhart, and they are indicating that this is the beginning. This is the beginning, that this will encourage us to move on and press on. Let's see. They say here they have 4 points. Their first point, that this law now gives us authority to, quote, regulate abortion. Regulate abortion. So that's their first cause of finding good and hope and celebration in this law. This gives us authority to regulate abortion. How's that? Well, first of all, we've been regulating abortion for decades because different states have regulations on viability, late term. We've been regulating abortion for decades, and children are being slaughtered by the millions. And you know what? It's not the job of a Christian to regulate the murder of the innocent. That's the problem. That is the problem. They say, well, we're going to regulate abortion and we'll regulate it away. Oh, really? Planned Parenthood is a $1 billion organization. A $1 billion organization. Organizations, they almost thrive on regulations because it's harder for the little guy to start up a new business. Big corporations, they don't care how much you tie them up in red tape and regulation, because then the little guy, they have a hard time competing. The big organization, they just survive. They go on indefinitely, and they just absorb regulation and red tape. It becomes part of who they are. And so these regulations, Planned Parenthood, they are a $1 billion organization. And if they have to comply with various regulations that we spent 15 years since partial birth abortion was first described in the media, 15 years, and we have a ruling that advocates abortionists rip the legs off of the fetus and do naval partial birth abortions. This is a manual for partial birth abortion. That's what this ruling is. It is not a ban. This is a partial birth abortion manual. A ban would be to say, well, when you're going to kill the child, if you partially deliver him, then now you can't. You can't kill him if you partially deliver him. That would be a ban. This is not a ban. This says you could deliver him up to the belly button and then rip his legs off. That's not a ban. That's an instruction set on how to kill the baby using a reasonable alternative procedure. And we have spent tens of millions of dollars. Pro-life Christians have given, the rank and file, have given tens of millions of dollars to dozens of national organizations. When you want to fundraise for a pro-life ministry, a Christian ministry, the mainstream fundraising organizations, they tell you, oh, you got to use the partial birth abortion script. That brings in the money. That brings in the money. The partial birth abortion script brings in the money. Because, you know, the rank-and-file Christian pro-lifer, they think, wow, at least we're going to save those babies. At least we'll save those babies. And it's not been true since day one. It has not been true. It has not been true. And so now, what do we have to do? Now that we have our ruling that we have fought for 15 years, we can't say that this was a grave tragedy, that we have spent tens of millions of dollars and we have wasted 15 years while 20 million children have been murdered, and we are patting ourselves on the back with a law that is brutally wicked, a ruling that is more vulgar and despicable than Roe v. Wade was. And we have to find good in it. We have to find good in it, because otherwise, what do we tell our constituency? What do we tell them? The people who have given the money, have made the phone calls, who have supported us in this, what do we tell them? It was a mistake? It was a lie? So, of course, we're going to find good in this vile wickedness. So here's the good. Now we can regulate abortion. Well, guess what? We've been doing that for decades. We've been regulating abortion for decades. Do you want to regulate the rape of women? Why don't we regulate the rape of women and child pornography? Let's regulate it. When you regulate it, people forget how vile and wicked it is, because it's regulated and it looks a little bit better. And kids are dying. So, Focus on the Family's position statement. They point out that this Gonzalez v. Carhart, the ban that this ruling upheld, labeled the procedure gruesome and inhumane. gruesome and inhumane. Well, this ruling that focus on the family, they say in here, in their position statement, they say, we celebrate this. We celebrate this. They say that in this position statement that I'm holding in my hand. We celebrate this. The procedure was gruesome and inhumane. And this U.S. Supreme Court with these pro-life justices, this pro-life court says you can do a naval partial birth abortion and you could dismember the baby at that point. You could rip it apart. You could rip off a leg. Friction causes it to tear apart. The head will disarticulate. You pull it off and you effectively decapitate the baby's head. It's all in the ruling. It's a ruling that we celebrate because it's a first step. 15 years of children being killed, and we have pursued a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. So the partial birth abortion manual that was written by the U.S. Supreme Court is being used even now in fundraising and in encouraging Christians to increase their Republican political activity. And I'm not saying Republican, Democrat. I'm saying don't be lied to. We were told that if we elected Republican presidents, we would get justices that would uphold a culture of life. And so after 25 years of electing pro-life Republican presidents, 60% of the federal judiciary, 60% have been nominated by Republican presidents, most of them by Ronald Reagan, George Bush, and George W. Bush. And the Republican federal judiciary, and the federal judiciary is solidly pro-abortion. And the judges we lobbied for, like Priscilla Owen, voted to kill Baby 10 because of a problem with the paperwork. She voted to kill Baby 10. Our judges voted to kill Terri Schiavo. We had six judges on the 11th Circuit. All six voted to kill Terri Schiavo. All six. Our judges prosecute Judge Roy Moore for having the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. Our judges, and then we lobby for these judges to be federal judges, to get them on the Supreme Court, and they are enemies of what is right. Enemies. So Operation Rescue West, Troy Newman's fundraising letter, goes on. It says they're thanking God for a, quote, clear pro-life victory thanks to a pro-life Supreme Court. They have redefined what it means to be pro-life. If you describe reasonable alternative procedures for killing late-term babies, then you must be pro-life. These guys are pro-life. Didn't you know that? You know, you could kill Jews in the concentration camps using different methods. Don't use Zyklon A, use Zyklon B. You'll be pro-life. Troy Newman will write a press release, and he'll encourage you to get a lifetime seat on the Supreme Court because you said kill him with Zyklon B. Zyklon A leaves an aftertaste. Zyklon A leaves an aftertaste. Kill him with Zyklon B, and Operation Rescue West out of Wichita will call you a pro-life German judge. And so then here's the kicker, okay? A clear pro-life victory thanks to a pro-life Supreme Court. That's called redefining what it means to be pro-life so that pretty much anybody could be pro-life now. Anybody is. I mean, if you have a late-term baby, you deliver him to his belly button, you rip off his legs, and you kill him, and you decapitate him, and you're a pro-life justice. Wow. We've redefined what it means to be pro-life. But then he goes on. He says, if we had not elected a Republican president, then we would not have a pro-life majority on the Supreme Court. How's that, a pro-life majority? A pro-life majority on the Supreme Court. That is simply a lie. There is not one justice on the Supreme Court that believes that the baby is a person who has a God-given right to life. Not one. Not one. They are all legal positivists. And they are moral relativists, and they hold that position, and they go to bed at night, undoubtedly comforted to some extent because they have the support of the Christian leaders in America for their rulings that say you could decapitate the baby, the late term of baby, just don't kill him this particular way. Why not? Because we don't care about God's enduring command, do not murder, but you better not disobey us, because we're giving you a reasonable alternative procedure for killing that baby. So then here it is. In the fundraising letter from Operation Rescue West, Troy Newman out of Wichita. So it's thanks to the Republican Party that we have a pro-life majority on the Supreme Court. Right now, that's in this fundraising letter. And then here's in bold. We need your help to get the federal government to enforce the ban on partial birth abortion. Do you know they've been doing this now? Your pro-life ministries across America have been doing this. They have taken this ruling that they've been using for fundraising for 15 years to enact a ban that never had the authority to save a single baby's life. And this has been their number one money maker in the abortion battle for all these years. This has been it because of how vile and wicked this is. And so now they don't want to give up that cash cow of the partial birth abortion ban. So first, they're not going to tell you the truth about what's in this ruling, how brutally wicked, vile, and godless it is. They're going to call it a pro-life victory, a pro-life court, pro-life justices. And then they're going to tell you, we need your help. We need another round of political elections. We need to win the next campaign. And we need more money. Why do we need more money? We need your help. Oh, and I'm all for people giving money to Christian and pro-life causes. I mean, we do that. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, when we have our annual telethon in September, we have our telethon, and we spend the month trying to sell tickets to Colorado Right to Life's banquet. We spend more time trying to raise money for Colorado Right to Life than we do for our own telethon. And we're all for raising money to fight the killing of unborn children, to try to stop it, and for Christian ministry. But here, we need your money. It says we need your help. We need your money to get the federal government to enforce the ban on partial birth abortion. That's just a flat-out lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. What do they mean, enforce the ban? It's a manual. It's to enforce the manual, the instructions on partial birth abortion. There's no ban on partial birth abortion. What are you going to do, Troy? Hire some federal marshals to stand in George Tiller's clinic and make sure that he pulls the baby out to the navel and then kills him? Is that what you're going to do? Is that how you're going to enforce the ban? You got some federal marshals in the clinic watching as Tiller kills these late-term babies with the authority of this ruling. And this court and this federal judiciary that we Republicans, we own the federal judiciary. We own it 60%. And we own the U.S. Supreme Court. Seven of the nine were nominated by Republican presidents. We own the U.S. Supreme Court. And so what do we need? Federal marshals in the abortion clinic making sure that George Tiller pulls out these late-term babies up to the navel and then rips their legs off. It decapitates them on the way out. That's what we need. That's what we need. And then if the federal marshal is there in the abortion chamber, he's right there in the mill, and George Tiller pulls out this baby late-term, and he pulls him right out to the neck, right to the neck, just like in a textbook partial birth abortion. And the federal marshal has got it on videotape. And then George Tiller takes a scissors and stabs the baby in the back of the neck and goes up into his brain and sucks out his brain and crushes his skull and pulls the baby out, and he's killed the baby via a textbook partial birth abortion method that is legal by this ruling. He says, it was my intent to stop at the belly button. That was my intent. And the baby, you know, the mother was overdilated. The baby came out. You know, babies want to do that sometime. Sometimes you're in labor and it's like a tug of war. Other times the babies just come out because they want to come out. And so here's the baby comes out. And so how are you going to enforce this, Troy? You are deceiving the people who give you money to help stop the killing of innocent children by saying, oh, now we need your money to get the federal government to enforce the ban on partial birth abortion. That's a lie. And I'm outraged. You know, we are not going to stop abortion by pretending that we're saving the lives of babies. We are not going to stop abortion by pretending that we are saving children's lives. When we misinform Christians who are giving us money to fight abortion, and when we say this ruling will protect children, that's a lie. That's a lie. It's a lie. So this goes on. This goes on, this fundraising letter. And the position statement from Focus on the Family, Gonzalez v. Carhart, goes on. And they are desperately trying to find things in the ruling to celebrate, because this Focus on the Family position statement says, we celebrate this. They call it a first step. It's a first step. Let's see. The abortionists are encouraged in this first step on page 30 of this Supreme Court ruling. The abortionists are encouraged to find different and less shocking methods to abort the fetus. That's a first step. Our pro-life justices on the pro-life Supreme Court have issued a pro-life ruling, and they're urging the abortionists find better ways to kill these kids. We have regulated this way just like we regulate dialysis treatment. This is just a mere regulation under the Commerce Clause. Find better ways to kill kids. That's a first step. Why? Because our politicians now will feel like they've done something. They've done something. Hey, what do you want from us? We did something, all right? We gave you your partial birth abortion ban. Now go raise more money. We gave it to you. This is a first step. Encouraging the abortionist to find better ways to kill these babies that don't look so bad? We have lied to ourselves. We have lied to those who support us. And we have mocked the blood of these children killed by partial birth abortion. We're out of time. Our website is kgov.com, and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school.